middle to upper 80s. Over the weekend, daily, we'll be under some rain chance, but looks like we'll be under fewer areas of rain or storms. Scattered activity each day, partly cloudy to cloudy. Each afternoon ranges those temperatures back into the upper 80s. The most spots, Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs, Saturday, September 3rd. Lined with shops, galleries, boutiques, restaurants, and a wide variety of music, food, arts, and crafts, paired with businesses and also featured in the depot and Cornerstone parking lots. Family fun at the annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs, Saturday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. More info at Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs Facebook page.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. Well, this is a war. We are at war. I've been saying that for some time. I may have said as far back as 2003 when the Department of Homeland Security, and if you know anything about the way our government is set up and supposed to work, you'll know that the Coast Guard doesn't have control over any uniformed or civilian personnel. They are a branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military. It was in the Department of Transportation. It was shoved in the Department of Transportation. The Department of Transportation was actually created for it because in Vietnam, they tried to pretend as if they were a branch of military. It's something that they've been doing since Hamilton created the Revenue Cutter Marine by an act of, not an act of Congress, an executive order. He is not supposed to legislate. The president is not supposed to legislate. He is an executive officer. It's where Hamilton, a known Rothschild, counted his descendants as Morgan, some of the Morgans, Morgan family, J.P. Morgan, and there was the other Morgan and Rothschild, I guess, that It was found out later on, contemporary to today, a descendant of his disclosed that he was kin to the Rothschilds and the Morgans, and yet he was our first Secretary of the Treasury, where he tried to start. He wanted his, first taxes. No better way to control the masses than with taxes. World War One. Well, first let me cover this. The royals don't have a problem with killing their own when they are the serfs, the vassals, the laborers, and that includes anyone, you know, you can own a multi-billion dollar business and still be considered a serf. If you don't become one of the royal families just with money, you can't buy your way into. You can marry your way into, but you can't buy your way into a royal family. And these are royal families. They are families that have their wealth for generations. As a WEF member had said, and you got to remember, it cost an ungodly amount of money to be a member of the World Economic Forum and to get into the Young Global Leaders Program that takes 6 years. You never really graduate from, but then you can mentor others. And it's 6 years of, you know, you got to be a trust fund kid or a member of one of these royal families that wants to take out everybody else. But World War One was about the banking. The royals knew that forcing a bank or a Federal Reserve note on the nation and the world, since we were the gold standard, don't mean that tongue in cheek, because we don't change our dollars in for gold anymore. Haven't been able to do that in almost 50 years, taken off the gold standard by Nixon. But they imposed the Federal Reserve Bank by J.P. Morgan and some of his cohorts. It's in the book G. Edward Griffin wrote, The Creature from Jekyll Island. And they wanted to impose the income tax, and they got that done. But in World War II, they wanted to really muck up the works, so to speak. They created the Coast Guard in 1913 in World War I, just before or at the onset of. And they named the first Coast Guard Commandant, Admiral Bertov. He was knighted by the King of England, who didn't serve very long. In World War II, they wanted to change things up big time. They changed our Department of War into a Department of Defense. They changed the separation of powers, a founding principle of our Constitution, to where they created the Federal Administrative Procedure Act. I know it sounds mundane, but you really need to understand it and study it. They've been carrying on unconstitutional measures like this. First, the Federal Administrative Procedure Act marries the executive branch, or marries under the executive branch, the legislature, legislative abilities of Congress. Congress hasn't passed a law in how how many years, or they're passing this when we have a $30 trillion deficit. And the executive powers and the judicial powers all passed in one act of Congress, Federal Administrative Procedure Act, married all three branches of the government together under the king, I mean the president. You know, when we fought a Revolutionary War, drafted our Constitution, a lot of people remarked, you know, so what? We just elect a king? And apparently, the answer is yes. Because fundamental changes have been done incrementally over the years. The Civil War, J.P. Morgan Sr., who gave us the Civil War, he funded both sides of the Civil War. He profited from both sides of the Civil War. I'm sure he had a hand in Lincoln's assassination because they were through with him and using him. But in World War II, they created the National Security State and put all the branches of the military under the president, when only the Navy had been controlled by the president, because Congress knew that it was difficult for a Navy or naval forces to take over a country. But the Navy and the Coast Guard now, the Coast Guard is a standalone branch of military in the Department of Homeland Security that I've been screaming about since 2003. March 3rd, 2003, they moved into, from the Department of Transportation, we don't keep hidden away to use someday later, branches of the military. You can't turn a civil service, police, and regulatory force into a branch of military. It needs to be done by constitutional amendment. It's probably why President Trump named the Space Force as a new branch of military. It should have been branched off of the Navy, Department of Navy, or Department of War. We used to declare war when it was in the Department of War, was in the Article I legislature, and it's been moved, when it was changed to the Department of Defense, into the executive branch. We're going to break. 504-556-9696.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize...
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on...
And that's very cool. Coming back, music. Inside of you. I'm trying to teach you how long this has been going on, and that Trump, if he is for real, and I have been waffling back and forth on so much for so long. I don't, you know, DeSantis, you know, he's a Navy JAG and more, and he's done wonders in Florida. I wish I could move there. I wish I had the ability, and I wish I had the wherewithal. But I'll say something, that you need to stay where you're at, fight this battle on your home turf. Because wherever you go, it will follow you. So, you know, I can see moving back to California if you moved here from somewhere to be closer with your family. But I would say stay where you're at. Fight it. Give it everything you have. I know I have. One thing I wanted to mention was that 38% of labor was represented by the mafia. I mean, the union. This is, you know, I would say the mafia, I know it's involved in the maritime unions. All you have to look for is on the waterfront. Could have been a contender. Um, 38% of the union, of the workforce, used to be union, and now it's dwindled down to 6 or 7%. This is in correlation to the attack on labor and the fact that we don't need it anymore, as told to us by the WEF, Harari, because we can hack the human brain and we don't need to convince anybody of anything. We can change their mind genetically, engineer it so they won't complain, they won't think of it. That's how advanced civilization has become. We just engineer our way out of the problem. And we see where that's gotten us today. But, you know, even after World War II, the Cold War and Vietnam, that was Kissinger and Colin Powell, both knighted by the Queen of England for their service to the crown. That's what you get knighted for. Colin Powell carried on Vietnam 2 years longer than it should have by covering up. He was in the JAG Corps or something. He was sent over to investigate the My Lai massacre, which he covered up. Instead, took 2 years longer to investigate it. And for that, he was eventually knighted by the Queen of England. Kissinger, everybody should know him as a war criminal. His involvement with Vietnam was very hands-on. You know, Korea, just after World War II, 50s, Vietnam, 60s. We've been involved in a conflict or a war. We don't declare war anymore because we don't have to. Because the executive branch has the National Security Council and the CIA and the Department of Navy and all of the branches of the military and more within it. Congress is moribund. They can pass things, but you know, that was the other thing I wanted to mention was passing an act and then defunding it doesn't do you justice or do the law justice, because the executive branch has the ability to move bodies and money where it wants to fulfill a, I'll give you an example, is the Shipping Commissioners Act, which was created in 1872, because 100 years after our Revolutionary War, we had a problem with England stealing our merchant officers and merchant navy or merchant marine and crew and farmers, farm boys, to be there to man their navy around the world. They passed it in 1872. Shipping commissioners were judicial officers appointed by the Article 3 federal magistrate or federal judges. The Coast Guard replaced them with executive branch police officers. So these federal judges were replaced by executive branch officers.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess a
rudimentary. You recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. State Representative Jason Hughes of New Orleans continues to call for leadership changes at the Department of Children and Family Services, despite the agency announcing changes in policy and to push to increase staff.
DCFS announced the changes in response to the fentanyl overdose death of a 2-year-old Baton Rouge child. Walters admits they should have been more proactive after getting multiple calls from hospital staff about possible substance abuse of the toddler. The worker in charge of the case has been suspended while a supervisor has resigned. But Hughes says that's not enough.
We need a new vision, new direction, new leadership at DCFS.
Hughes says there's a morale problem among DCFS workers, while Walter says hiring caseworkers would help. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The State Department of Health confirms one human case of the potentially fatal West Nile disease in the Acadiana region, the first one in that area since 2018. So far this year, 14 cases of the neuroinvasive viral disease have turned up statewide. Two people have died. This is news from LRN.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked fork tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this Labor Day weekend. Beef is packed with protein, and with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Labor Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Agriculture is big business in our state. $11 billion a year for Louisiana's economy. When other businesses had to shut their doors, our essential Louisiana farmers and ranchers continue to provide each of us with the food and fiber we need to survive. That's why I'm a proud member of the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com.
Yeah. Coming back. Whoa. The reason I give you the example of the shipping commissioners, because it's close to home, but I saw right in front of me the Coast Guard pretending to be shipping commissioners again in the executive branch, although they're judicial officers from the Article 3 judiciary. This judge, Walter J. Brudzinski, pretended to have jurisdiction over 46 USC, which has been stripped of it by Congress because they had taken it over, that they found out that these shipping commissioners were actually members of the Coast Guard. That's what's going on. And people who had more of a royal flair or a royal favor or a royal nature to them, they could see themselves as being king or queen of the world for a day. If not them, they would gladly serve. Or unknowingly. But this is how much... It's not that a constitutional republic is an antiquated theme. It is a theme or an ideal or a practicing government of, by, and for the people of that nation that works very well if people are kept out who wish to do the bidding of the crown, the bidding of the queen, the bidding of the king. We haven't had a king of England in a very long time. You got to understand, it's going on in Britain, what is, you know, the world is seeing it, because they don't care what happens to their own people. Israel was a kingdom before it is whatever it became today. It was the kingdom of Jerusalem that has, you know, it was part of the Persian Empire before it was taken over by the West. So it had all these Babylonian secrets in it that are being used to take down our own country, as well as Israel, as a democratic republic, not a constitutional one. I don't think they have a constitution. But Britain is a constitutional monarchy, as are Spain, Portugal, Italy, and many other countries, almost all, to where this idea of a republic is not a new one. It's quite old. It came from Aristotle and Plato in Plato's The Republic. The allegory of the cave is in there. Tells us how the world works, you know, to some extent. But the shipping commissioners were, or are, they are moribund, they are, you know, disbanded. But they have, the Coast Guard has resurrected them again and is using them again off of old law. They, you know, the Coast Guard, Lieutenant Commander Tribolet, said in my proceedings that they may have to look to tort or admiralty precedents. But he was convinced that they could somehow find to show that there was a misconduct of some sorts. They couldn't find that, so they just decided to say that I was crazy. Which is, you know, when you live or operate off of your mind and what comes from it, it's hard to have a career or establish a life based on anything you say or do. When the Coast Guard, a branch of military, stand alone in the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security was started by Executive Order 1-322-8. The 1 and 3, the 1 and the 8 are important numbers for numerologists. But the 322 is skull and bones, the lodge of the Brotherhood of Death that Bush and his father and his grandfather and his great-grandfather were all members of. So this is a game that we've been playing for a very, very, very long time. World War One, World War Two, the Cold War, Vietnam, Korea, all these, you know, wars or confrontations, we've been fighting them for the British crown. We are engaged or soon to be engaged, possibly, unless keener minds may prevail, of a war with China, where China itself has been played. All they need is one person who's ever in charge to, but you know, it's easy to corrupt people. You say, like the mafia does, we're going to, you know, your family, you have a very nice family. We'll kill them if you don't do what we say. And the mafia is involved in it. It's taken over all the labor unions. You can't ignore that. If the unions were doing such a fantastic job, that 38% that I mentioned earlier in the show, that it rose to that level. And that's pretty much, you know, because when you control 30 some odd percent of representation of the labor force, you control the labor force. So the representation lent to those who are members of a union also saw the elevation of, you know, wages, working conditions, where children don't have to work, they can go out and play. But the shipping commissioners, they were made as judicial officers under the law, and then taken over by the Coast Guard somehow. And then when Congress found out about it, did away with the shipping commissioners, the Coast Guard came back in and took the law, 46 USC shipping, took it back over, and then made the shipping commissioner the captain of the vessel that the shipping commissioner was created to protect all the people from, the officers and crew. Because, you know, don't bring up Captain Bligh too much, or, you know, Ken Kesey and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the Jack Nicholson, his character, Murphy, was a seaman, as was I, who was in a mental ward along with his counterpart, Chief, another one that the federal government would like to play off as a bad guy, the Indians, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. I even had so much experience with that. We'll be back. 504-556-9696. I'll think about taking a call, but I want to get through. Shipping commissioners.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown!
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
All right. So these were all members of the executive branch who carried on this fiasco, even when it finally made it into a federal district court. It started in federal district court, and then I got yanked out into the executive branch by Bush. Lost my train of thought there for a sec, but getting pulled out by Bush. I ended up filing an appeal to the Ninth Circuit, who said that the Coast Guard, I'm not in the Coast Guard, I'm in the Merchant Marine, a special component of it, an auxiliary force of the Navy, where I'm a naval officer with a Merchant Marine license, so that in times of war, I can be called upon through a Title 10 executive order to activate my naval commission and turn two on the ship by a command of the Department of Navy. And now the Coast Guard, only in the last 20 years or so, has the Coast Guard since 9/11, since it was moved March 3rd, 2003, 3 days after I was charged. Think of that. The biggest thing on the Coast Guard's mind was that it had to file a complaint against Shine in an Article 2 executive branch military tribunal and prosecute him for his complaints to show that they were without merit, even though the shipping company, Matson, the first assistant engineer who became chief, rescinded the firing of me. And they still, the Coast Guard, prosecuted me for it. And the first assistant engineer, supposed to be the captain of the ship, came in to testify against me in the proceeding, in a military tribunal, in room 5150, which is civil code for mental detainment. They like to number the things that they do because they are numerologists. They are sanctimonious. They are superstitious about things like this. The dates, like, you know, May 20th, 21st, they tried to say that I still had the same judge by mistakenly putting his name in, McKenna, when it was a different judge. And, you know, we used to have something called double jeopardy in this country. And the more that I hear of so-and-so, like the two of the January 6th defendant, no, the Whitmer the plot against Whitmer, Governor Whitmer, and kidnapping her, were found not guilty in the first trial. Then they were tried again. You're not supposed to be put in jeopardy of life, limb, or anything. Double jeopardy. In the second trial, they were convicted. So the first run lets the have a shot at you. And they didn't do good that time. So then they get a second chance. A second chance. our country, the main one, number one enemy is England. It's the Royals. They are all members of the WEF. Let me go to Cajun Buccaneer real quick.
Hey, listen, how you doing today, Eric?
Doing okay.
Yeah, listen, I was wondering if you could find out something for me.
Why don't you listen to the program and comment on the program?
Yeah, how much
like,
do you pay?
Like shipping people? Shipping commissioners.
Yeah, how like much do they pay them?
How much they pay?
Yeah, how much do they pay these people?
What? Shipping commissioners?
Yeah, yes.
They get whatever they want.
But, oh, my God.
They wear a black robe, and they're members of the executive branch. But they wear a black robe acting as if they're a judge. Acting as if they're a judge.
This is laughable. This is laughable. These people here, they're all frauds. I'm telling you, they're frauds. Because it sounds like they out to get anybody that's, you know, patriotic American, you know, and stuff. And
yep.
They try to disparage you by saying you're mentally ill. And,
yep.
You know, which is not good.
I counted them in my 50-page report. They had 26 ailments that I was suffering from. I couldn't survive. I wouldn't be alive if I was actually suffering from a couple of them. They said I was schizophrenic.
I think they just lie, and they lie over and over and over again.
But yep. I never went to a psychiatrist or a doctor. They never examined me. And yet, I'm medically incompetent. Mentally incompetent. Oh. It was a Coast Guard. That's a branch of military. Saying it of a civilian mariner who also happens to be a naval officer.
They gave you
in the reserves. Yeah. I was in a special program. That is, we're under attack. I'm telling people, the country is under attack. They're weakening us. They're weakening us so that we can easily be taken over by China.
Well, I know. Listen, what's bothering me is, you know, what do you think about this? They hired 87,000 new IR Nazi SS agents.
But wait, think about that. They don't have to hire. They can defund the positions all they want, and then they can take the Coast Guard and turn the Coast Guard, because the Coast Guard used to be in the revenue business. It used to be in the Treasury Department. That was a revenue cutter Marine. Oh, they say, well, the Coast Guard has experience with this. We'll just make them the IRS agents. They'll be stationed all around, you know, the nation, if not the world. And we'll make them temporarily, because we don't have the manpower for it. We can't train people. We'll go ahead and make the Coast Guard, that is a branch of military that comes under the Title 10 and the UCMJ in the Department of Homeland Security.
That reminds me of ISS. I'm serious.
You should be calling, but you should be calling your senator, your congressman.
Well, I am, and I've been asking him, how much are y'all going to pay those 87,000 IRSS agents? That'd be enough money to build a state-of-the-art wall to stop all the fentanyl and all the drugs and all the drug trafficking and sex trafficking.
That's it. That's it. The show's over.
Have
show's
a blessed
over,
day.
People.
Bye-bye. Peace out.
Peace out.
Or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.